Yes, my love.
How are you these days?
I was just gonna ask you the same thing. How are you feeling today, my love?
Parang tagal na natin hindi nagkita.
Oo nga. Parang stress ka kasi yung hair mo masyadong magulo.
Maputi na yung buhok ko. Kahit maputi
I thought nagsabot ang ano, more singing, love. Mamaloy ka sa audience.
I think they appreciate the sound of my voice.
They appreciate the effort.
Pampatulog na to, guys.
Sige nga, serenade me nga, please, love.
Twinkle, twinkle.
Oh my God, stop.
Little star.
Welcome to
the Sky Podcast.
Oh my gosh, people should be thankful right now that you stopped doing mall shows.
Funny thing about mall shows. Alam mo ba na dati, I had to record my own voice.
How? So you could hear it? Like hear how bad it is?
No, ang tawag namin plus one. So parang your mic is running. Kasi hindi ako magaling na singer, di ba? But I have to do mall shows pa rin. Kahit sino naman. But there are other artistas na mas grabe pa. And ang tawag niyan is you record a plus one. So meaning, you record your voice and it's auto-tuned and helped by a vocal coach there while you're recording.
Mm-hmm.
So that when you're singing, it's playing and your mic is still live. So dalawa na yung boses. So right. Parang tulungan yung boses mo.
So they play the instrumental sound and your pre-recorded song together.
Hindi instrumental.
Like the background music.
The background music is with your voice.
Ah. Yeah. So they play your pre-recorded music nga.
Yeah.
And while then you you're sing singing along. Live on stage.
Yeah.
So if accidentally nabulol ka on stage.
Hindi naman naririnig kasi the mic and the music is running at the same time. So hindi siya masyadong naririnig.
So ibig sabihin, they make the pre-recorded one really loud so they can't hear your real actual singing voice.
No, but mall shows are loud in general. Kasi maraming sumisigaw. Especially when they hear the beautiful sound of my voice.
Oh my God. They're probably screaming, make it stop!
Dito kasi sa Pilipinas, basta artista ka.
You need to know how to sing and dance.
How to sing, how to dance.
But how did you deal with that? Because you can't sing and you can't dance.
Yun nga, that's why nag-retire ako.
But seriously, like when they made you dance on stage, like how did that make you feel? I know you hate dancing even if it's just with me.
I mean, they didn't make me dance hard things. And at that time, I was motivated to learn din.
So aww, cute of you.
I was dancing lessons and meron pa akong mga friends that helped me sing. So,
right.
Yeah, I was trying and then na-realize ko na hindi talaga to para sa akin. Parang
oo, kasi
hindi ko siya strength.
Tatanungin ka na, I was supposed to ask you na, what happened to your lessons? Di ko pa rin nakita yung fruits of your labor.
Ito na. Imagine dati. Ano na yun dati? Like, dati, like, yung friend ko, si Kares, was saying, oh, Slater, you just follow the beat, nod with the beat. Parang sa akin pa, what's a beat?
Oh my gosh, I remember you telling me the story nga. Your first dance lesson, they were just teaching you how to kind of groove
with yeah. the beat. Tapos ako, I grew up na mahilig ako sa rock and roll. So, nod ka, Slater. So yung nod ko is not the groove na
walang
forward
swag,
and back.
Walang swag.
Sa akin is nod talaga na headbang. So sila taong-tawa. Like, what? What is this? Si
aww.
Teacher Jorcel, the sikat teacher of
yeah.
G-Force, parang, let's make the dance of PBB easier kasi si Slater ang nasa center.
Oh no. I think I saw yep. that dance. I think you showed me or somebody showed me. And they did a lot of zoom-ins to your face.
Oo.
And I think that's
kinikary na lang ng face and smile.
I think that's to, ano, to hide the fact that you couldn't do the moves.
Yeah.
It's okay. It adds to your charm, love. It adds to your charm.
Ah, talaga? I yeah. think mas charming ako pag marunong ako
no,
sumaya.
No, it's cute kaya na parang, oh, he's so, ano, he can't dance, but he's trying. It's so cute.
Mm.
Yeah.
Depende. Depende on how you look at it. That's because you love me. That's why you say that.
Yeah. But I feel like...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true. Because if I didn't like you, I'd be like, ew, why is he trying to dance? He can't even dance. Feel na feel. Oh, kala niya, galing siya. Whatever. It really depends on your perception, right?
Yeah.
But I feel like you must have really wanted that job. Like, to be an artista, to be famous, to go through all of these things that you're so anti. You know what I mean?
I mean, I'm not anti. I'm really not anti anything about that. It's just that I don't know how.
Ah, okay, yeah. Okay.
But parang paminsan na siya shot ka sa, okay, artista ka, you have to be able to do this.
Triple and, threat dapat. Oh,
and I feel like even mga artistas have a certain, sabihin na lang natin na may box ka that you have to operate in. Like, there are managers or even mga people around you that say, oh, you have to look like this, you have to present like this, you have to talk like this.
Yeah, I noticed nga na parang all the celebs somehow look, they have a look.
Yes.
Yeah, you know how when you're watching, let's say, French cinema or even the shows you watch on Netflix, like everybody has a different look. Like, you can be really old and like have a, be weird looking and still be famous. Yes. I mean, I'm sure that still applies here, right? Yes. I'm not so savvy in Philippine cinema, but all the really famous actresses and actors, they're all maganda at guwapo. They're all...
Here?
Yeah. Sa alam ko lang, yung mga superstars natin, parang may look talaga.
It's not just a look. It's a certain way of act. The way they act. Parang,
yeah.
But true. Not all, ha? Not all.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
There are... parang siyang may peg.
There's a standard that they follow.
Yeah. Like, for example, pagpasok ko sa ABS, oh, Slater, your teeth is very small. Hanapan natin ang paraan.
Right.
Mga
right.
Ganyan na mga comments. Imagine if you're a girl.
Yeah, I remember I had this friend who was starting to act also. She got into the industry and then she was told like something along the lines of buti na lang your boobs are like adequate sized. Yeah, something like that. Because otherwise they'd ask her to get it done.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what? Well, obviously it's your job is in front of the camera so you need to look good, but I mean, I just can't imagine being told that, you know, like, I'm starting a job and then based on my physical appearance, I need to change my physical appearance to succeed in this job, which is...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's also because they're not trying to be mean. It's because...
That's just how it works, I
it's
guess.
It's so cutthroat, the industry. And then there's a lot of people wanting that spot. And for you to succeed, you have to... Parang may checklist ka of you have to be this, you have to be that.
You,
hindi pwedeng magaling ka lang na actor. Kailangan marunong ka rin sumayaw.
Right, like you know, I remember one of your friends, one of your actor friends was telling us na in order to be one of the K-pop stars, you have to train for X number of years. Parang it takes so long. Something like that, right?
Yes, yeah. You're like out of
society.
Society.
Can't hang out with your friends.
Parang military training.
Yeah, you can't be in any shows. Mm. Like, cut off from the world to train to be a superstar.
Yeah.
And then when you come out, then you all kind of look spectacular or whatever.
Yeah. Yep.
So I guess it really depends. I guess it really depends.
Yeah. It's not as easy as people think. And psychologically, it's very hard.
I'm sure.
Kasi I remember talking to one of a very famous artistas. And sobrang sikat niya dati. He's still sikat now. Pero di ba parang magpipik ka. There's always like, ito napipik siya and then magda-die down. Like people still know him. Sikat pa rin siya pero may season eh. Na.
Right.
Ito and yung rising season.
There's a newbie in town.
Yeah.
So everybody still knows him but he's not the one that's like top of mind all the time anymore.
Yeah. So I was having a heart-to-heart talk. Nag-inuman kami and he was saying na, you know dati, I was really, really in love with the applause.
Right.
Gusto ko yung palakpak. Like, when I go to a mall show, when I have a movie to promote, like, oh, woo, woo, woo. I was in love with that. And then when that started to die down, I wanted to do something more para mabalik ko, and then more, and then more. So parang spiral siya of depression.
Right. It's kind of like you get trapped in... like wanting to be applauded all the time or wanting to be noticed or wanting to be famous, like you're because you're already famous, Yes. You know what I mean? You want more. Natatrap ka dun sa kailangan. Uh-oh. Feeling more kailangan. You know what I mean?
Yes. And what helped him though is when he realized that he wanted to be a good actor and he just leaned on his craft.
Right.
So, wala na siyang pakialam kung ano yung tingin sa audience sa kanya. Basta as long as yung internally satisfied siya with what he's doing.
Yeah, I think the same goes for like social media these days. You know, a lot of people using it. Parang we're so into the likes. How's my photo doing? How's my video doing on YouTube?
Yes.
Are people liking it? Is it being shared? Is it being reposted? How many comments? It's always like that. Like we get affirmation from the people like online validating us. Right? It's kind of similar.
I feel that way sometimes. And I felt this before pa when I was artista and like every day Slater Young trending. They used to call me Trending King. Kasi I was trending every day because of the people that supported me.
Yeah, I think at the time when you won PBB, Twitter was super uso, right?
Yes, wala pang Instagram that time. Like parang kaka-start lang Instagram and everyone was Twitter. So I was dubbed like Trending King. And then it started to, hindi na every day. Parang every other day na lang.
Did it mess with you?
Yes, I would say so. Parang, hanggang dito na lang pala ako. Parang ganyan. Mm-hmm. Ganyan siya. Even right now, when we post something, my video is not doing too well. My photos are not doing too well. Meron pa rin ganyan eh. Mm-hmm. Pero ito, taken to an extreme level. Like, multiply it by 100 million.
Right.
Like, I think even people who are not influencers, who are not celebrities can relate. Because when we post a photo and ang daming nagla-like, parang gusto natin yan.
Yeah, it's like somebody affirming you, validating you.
So imagine like millions of people validating you and then unti-unting nawawala.
Yeah, I think it's a totally different level if you're an actor because you're surrounded by an industry. You work for it. You know what I mean? You work for the numbers, the ratings, everything. And when you show up to a set, like there are so many people there, directors, co-actors.
Mm.
And you know what? It's like everyone's just wanting that rating to go up, that applause to go up. Everyone's working towards that.
Yes.
Whereas if you're like you and me, I can just make a video, post it online, and shut it off my brain, and I don't care anymore. So it's it's easier. I'm saying it's harder for an actor and actress to kind of step out of that frame.
Yes, not only that. Pag nasa loob ka ng industry while you're taping, while you're there's the flavor of the month actor.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody, yung attention na nandun, yung mga makeup artists, yung mga directors, like, parang may special treatment sila. Tapos, I used to be like that. Ngayon, hindi na.
And when it's like
that
you and
messes
me,
messes with you.
We kind of call the shots, right? Yeah. We are the boss. So, wala tayong special makeup room. Mm. We call the shots, basically.
Yeah.
If you want buffet for us, buffet for everyone, tayo bahala. But I remember being in like certain TVC commercials and stuff like that na, like level A actors, they would get their own dressing room, they would get their own makeup artist, and like special yung food nila. And then the extras, parang wala man lang room, tapos packed lunch lang, ganun.
Tapos sa set, yung door mismo, may pangalan.
Name. Right.
Kung isa lang yung pangalan, level A ka.
Right.
Pag may ka-share ka, parang, dito pala ako. Dito ako na level. Tatlo kami sa isang room.
Right.
May hierarchy siya. Yeah. So it's funny lang. And it's not just about actors. It's, I think in any industry, there's a certain, I hesitate to call it a prison, but meron siyang certain boundaries or may cage ka na.
A box.
You trap yourself into.
Right.
It's not necessarily the things that you do, sometimes it's done on you or it's just the culture. There's no other way around it.
Right.
Like for example, if you're really, really motivated to be rich, or ganito, better example, if you were born rich, meron ka ng box.
Right.
Like society
kind of dictates or tells you
na
you should go to this school. You should get this kind of
way,
job.
You have these types of friends.
Right. Your girlfriend should be like this, ha. Right.
So meron ganyan even subconsciously na parang dapat classy ka mag-act, nakakahiya ka pag hindi ka classy or you have to go to this school or when you have vacations, dapat first class talaga. Paano na pag nasanay ka na sa mga ganyan? may trap din siya na ano pa ang next step? Nandun ka na eh.
Right.
Like, right. I would say, like, yung mga kids ng billionaires talaga, like, it would be a hard thing for them also because you are basically, pwede kang kahit saan ka ilalagay, survive ka kasi may pera ka. Ah, check in na ako sa hotel. Pero parang walang angat na. Nasa peak ka na palagi.
Yeah, and what if suddenly you take all of these comforts away? Mm. You wouldn't know what to do, right?
Yes.
Because your whole life you weren't prepared to suddenly like chill in a hostel because you're always like 5-star hotel. You know what I mean?
Yes.
You don't know how to commute. You don't know how to just make friends in a club or in the streets or whatever, like work, hustle. There are so many traps. Like it doesn't matter if it's you're rich, you're artista, you're a celebrity, like you're a content creator.
Uh-oh.
Like no matter where you are in life, there are so many boxes that we find ourselves in, prison, so to speak. Yeah.
And looking from the outside, sometimes we don't even know that that's happening. Mm-hmm. Like yung Meghan Markle and
Markle.
Prince Harry, parang, whoa, ganyan pala yung life nila. Like, there's also some sort of a prison around
them.
Yeah,
theirs is more extreme, like super extreme. Oh,
but when you're from the outside looking in, parang, grabe, no? They can do whatever they want.
Whoa,
the
she's so lucky. She married a prince. She became a princess. Dream come true.
Yeah. Ganyan.
And then you hear her story and you're like, oh my gosh.
Yes.
Like, that's a real... You can't even say anything to defend yourself. That's crazy.
But I think everyone in this world, parang malalagay ka talaga sa isang box.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, or whether by your choosing or not. For example, if I'm a doctor, parang yung personality ko tends to be a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
I tend to be cleaner. I tend to be, ano, meron akong box na ganito. And because I know all about these diseases and stuff, maybe I'll think a certain way mas afraid ako or I don't know. Like, for example, if you're an accountant, mas ano ka rin, mas meticulous ka rin with everything,
with
more
the details.
Or less.
And if you're an engineer, you're more what?
You're
analytical.
Always tinkering with new things.
Yeah.
So that's the box that you chose to put yourself in.
Mm-hmm.
Diba? So parang, it's not just about rich or poor or artista or not. There's, all of us have a certain box. But I feel like we can expand it. We can make the box bigger for ourselves.
Consciously. We have to make the conscious effort.
Yes. By trying out new things. I'm really appreciative of the learnings that I've got from my parents.
Mm-hmm.
Like when we were going to school, kahit afford namin bumili ng kotse, I never had a car until I graduated.
Right. I remember you told me your dad made you commute, ride a jeepney to school every day.
Yes. It's always either pahatid ka sa umaga and susunduin ka going home, or you ride a jeepney if you want to go in and out anytime you want.
Mm-hmm.
So, mas convenient for me to just ride a jeepney. Right. Paminsan yung dump truck pa namin yung, mm-hmm. yung naghatid sa akin sa school.
Right.
So, parang I never was afraid of riding a jeepney. I would go around to other places in Cebu riding a jeepney. Hindi siya problema for me.
Right. Where I grew up, super sheltered. My dad wouldn't even allow me to take a taxi.
Oh.
Yeah, like, hatid sundo with yaya. Yes. Anywhere I went. Like, bubble na bubble na bubble. And even until now, there are certain places, even around my own city, that my dad would freak out if he knew that I went to. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
Yeah, he really wants to keep me in a bubble. And I told him, Dad, you know you put me in a, like, do you know that I live in a bubble? We live in a bubble. And he said, of course I do. I put you there. Yeah, so parang, I guess he means well and he just really wanted me to be safe. But also, I feel like that took away from a lot of experiences that I could have had. And it made me now fearful of a lot of things that are normal to you.
Mm.
So that was kind of the box that I found myself in growing up.
Mm. In Stoicism, they have this thing about what scares you most, you have to try it.
Mm-hmm.
You have to live that
right.
on purpose. Or what is outside your comfort zone, sadyain mo.
Right.
Like for example, if you're used to commuting and not commuting, sadyain mo and see how hard it really is. You live that life to expand your bubble.
Yeah, like watch Walking to Work.
Yes.
Remember? Our
we
friend.
Have a friend who walked 2 hours to work just so mawala yun sa system niya na it's scary to walk outside.
Right. He was getting too comfortable in his car. He's like, I think I'm going to take a walk today. Then the walk proved to be nothing. It proved to be easy. He's like, let me take it a little bit further.
Uh-oh.
And then eventually it became a 2-hour walk to work.
Yes.
Crazy guy.
Yeah. Last time we talked about mga bubbles. No? And I think that's one way of actually pushing through it.
But here, let me ask you this. I know a celebrity. She's very, very popular. I think I told you the story earlier also.
Mm-hmm.
And she became very, very famous at a very young age. So because of that, she's not able to experience a lot of the experiences that you experience as a child. Like, for example, I remember she was telling me, hey, you're so lucky you get to travel anywhere you want in the Philippines, party with your friends, you know, post about it, not post about it. You just get to, like, you get to go to the grocery store. It's no big deal. You get to shop with your friends at the mall, like at any time you want. Parang she can never have that because she's so popular and everywhere she goes, no matter if it's Hong Kong or Singapore, or especially here in the Philippines, parang all the people will find out and flock her and she can't just be invisible and normal.
Yeah.
Granted na she has experiences that a lot of people don't have, but how would you say she break out of that parang prison that she has, or like how can she step out of it when she has no choice?
Yes. Meron din talagang it's out of your control. So let's say for example, super sikat ka and then you go anywhere, mamamatay ka talaga, like ganyang levels of stampede if you go to like let's say for example, yung mga Green Hills where it's like dati when it's like sobrang daming tao.
Right.
So parang and I've tried that also. Like when I was medyo
I just won
PBB. I went to Sinulog. I didn't expect anyone to know me because my face paint ako ganyan ganyan. Yung parang yung sobrang babaw ng isip ko na no one's gonna care or no one's gonna know. Like people chased us around like drunk people. Like parang zombies. Nakakatakot talaga. So I would imagine if you're like the level of a superstar in the Philippines, ano na kaya ang fear na pwede mong experience?
Yeah, so how would she like step out of that? You know, it's also really difficult on her part to escape her prison when she has no choice.
Yes, tama. Yeah. There are some things that you really may not be able to change.
Yeah. And I feel like it's so hard because if you're growing up as a child star, you know what I mean? You made that decision to enter showbiz at such a young age na parang you probably didn't know what you were giving up, like your privacy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
These little comforts, going out with your friends, these childhood experiences. I wonder if anyone like who grew up as a child star like years later actually regrets, no?
I think meron naman ding iba na I remember interview dati na napanood ko. She's super sikat and what she does is she travels. And there she can experience normalcy.
Kung hindi, like okay, let's say it's who's super famous? Brad Pitt levels.
Ayan, iba na
let's
yun.
Let's say what's her face? Kylie Jenner. Wala, no matter where she, well, it seems like she likes that lifestyle, but let's just say na parang what if one day she'll wake up and like, oh my gosh, I can't do normal things. I'm trapped. I can't even go to the grocery.
Yeah.
Ang hirap din, no?
But I think it's also a compromise. It's like parang you can choose to have it a certain way. But you were right about pag bata ka pa masyado and then you're super famous. You really didn't have a choice. Diba?
Yeah, kasi yeah, you make that choice at that time. But as a kid, you're so immature ka pa, wala ka pang life experience, hindi mo pa alam ano yung gini-give up mo, how valuable it really is.
Yeah, so I think you were right when you suggested na si Scott will not have an Instagram account.
Wow!
Yeah.
You finally agree with me.
Dati kasi, yung argument natin was, Scott should have an Instagram account because fame will help him in the future.
That's your argument.
Oo. So, yung argument ko was, parang, it's like having money. It will help you in the future. And your argument was?
My argument was, it's not for us to decide if he should, like...
He should be in the spotlight or not.
Yeah, I mean, I can post about him as his mom, but I don't want to post about him like as himself and then pretend I'm him and then have other people follow him and have an account for him and then have a sponsor. Yeah, I really don't want that to happen. Like, and every time somebody comes up to me and says, hey, like, we want to sponsor Scotty. Can he be part of your post? And I'm like, no, if this is a paid promotion, it can only be me.
Mm.
And if Scott's part of it, it can only be like the back of his head, like not him smiling from the camera.
Mm.
As of now. Yeah. Kasi parang, even though I'm his mom, I feel like I shouldn't be making that decision for him. Because it may be, for us right now, we could see it as parang, yeah, okay lang siya, there's nothing bad about it. We monitor it naman, wholesome naman. Pero what if when he grows up, he'll end up hating me because he doesn't want this life?
Yeah. Tama. Like parang, I didn't make the choice to be famous.
Right. I don't want to be famous. I want to have a private life.
And I feel like some of, if you grew up famous and yun yung world mo, let's say for example, you grew up artista from the get-go and then super sikat ka na growing up, parang iba yung touch mo with reality.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's a good thing or a bad thing, it's up to you to decide. But parang hindi siya the real world.
Yeah, tainted talaga yung world. Kasi parang if you're a child star, you grow up, everyone's kind of, may nag-aasikasa sa'yo lagi, diba? VIP ka lagi. Parang, I guess, hindi mo nasubukan yung super hardships.
It's like growing up rich din siguro.
We can't really say also because we don't know what they're going through. Di naman tayo child star. Yeah. So.
But I would say it's like growing up rich na parang hindi mo alam na, oh, people survive on a small amount of money.
Yung prison mo is being stuck in your comfortable bubble.
Yes.
Na parang if you step out of that bubble, wala na. You don't know what to do. Yes. You don't know how to fend for yourself. Yes. You don't know what is even out of it. You know what I mean? Like me.
Yes.
Yeah.
And meron naman din prison of like sobrang hirap ng buhay.
Mm-hmm.
When you get somewhere because all your relatives are poor then you have to give them money so hindi ka makapag-save, etc.
Right.
So
and I feel like if there's a lack of money in your life, that becomes the only conversation you can have because it's survival.
Yes.
So you can't ever talk about passions, about making a podcast, about going this place, traveling. Wala, that's all problema sa mayaman. Kasi the only thing you're thinking about is survival. How will I feed my family today? How will I pay the bills for my home? That's it. So it's always part of the main conversation. That's the harder.
Yun yung pinakamahirap. Yeah. Na parang wala ka talagang magawa. And I feel like this is where the government should come in. That's why nga, love, magmamayor na ako. But...
Let's if end the system, this argument.
If the system around you helps you, helps lift you up, it becomes better.
Right.
It's parang at least man lang if you have the intention of getting further in your life, getting richer, getting more work, the system around you helps you do that instead of fighting against the wave.
Okay.
Parang, I feel like in the Philippines, it's harder to be more successful than if you were, if starting from scratch, than if you were, let's say, in a first world country. Kasi there are a lot more opportunities.
There are a lot of incentives also. Like, okay, you start a business, the government will incentivize you, will give you laptops.
Libre yung computers mo.
Tax break or whatever.
But it's also part of the Philippines being poor and being a young democracy. So parang...
But here, if you want to start a business, parang ang hirap to get your permits.
Oh, yeah.
Ang dami mga red tape.
Oh,
1 month dito, 2 months dito, 3 months dito, bayad dito, under the table dito. Parang, wag na lang, ayoko na magnegosyo.
It really is. Kasi dun sa labas, parang paminsan... tutulong. Meron naman din talaga dito pala. If you know your way around, there are tax incentives for, let's say, if you start a business that is less than 3 million.
Or PEZA. Green,
or PEZA registered. There are things like that, but I feel like the education is not there. Like,
right.
When my friends ask me, oh, do you think I should open a milk tea shop? yeah, it's a good idea. Okay, sige. Oh, but don't forget to get your BMBE
mm-hmm.
because tax-free ka for, I think, 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
But if you didn't know how to apply for that,
yeah,
mahihirapan ang, ka.
Yeah.
Or if you don't have connections who know how to do PhilHealth or like yung mga mahirap na mga bagay or even to do your taxes, dun, medyo mahihirapan
I think
ka.
There's just something to be improved in the system. Also, like, I know nothing about politics and systems and government, so don't take my, I mean, take this with a grain of salt. But yeah. It's always when we're trying to get something government related, it's very, very difficult. Always. Right. Oh, except NSO stuff. That's so easy. You just do it online. No?
And dami na, it's,
in fairness,
it's,
NSO.
In fairness, it's getting better naman talaga.
Yeah.
Over the past 10 years, it's getting better.
Yeah, but yeah, there are a lot of improvements we can, yeah.
Parang, I look at us as a time machine. Parang yung system natin is like...
50 years before.
Huwag naman 50. Mga 10, 20 years before our Southeast Asian mga counterparts that are better.
Okay, so Mayor Young, ano po ang campaign mo para sa susunod na election?
Libreng saging for everyone.
Saging is life nga naman.
Yeah, but let's say for example, you have a choice. It's really better to live, for me personally, I like living simply. I like, well, in our terms, I can say I'm living simply.
Because I'm like... What do you mean living simply? You no, have your own house, you have your own car, you have
your own... Like, hindi yung mic mo, sa
yung
sobrang...
camera mo. Anong simple, lang simple dito, love? Damit mo lang ang simple.
Yung mga camera, yung mga gear na meron tayo is for work naman.
Okay.
And but if you, like my clothes, wala, may mansa na nga clothes ko eh. Oh, okay. See?
How about your whiskey?
My whiskey is...
Sama
niya. Yeah. Okay, sige. But yeah, I try when I can.
Right.
Even if my wife doesn't agree.
What your point was, you like living simply because...
Okay, the term simply is not it. It's more of living way below your means. Diba? So I would say we're living below our means.
Mm-hmm.
And that gives us a lot of freedom. If you're living like you're earning, let's say for example, 50,000 a month and you're spending 50, yun yung mahirap.
Gipit ka. Right.
You should slow down your burn rate. You should slow down your consumption per month na at least man lang.
May
meron
leeway.
Kang savings in the bank. You can, alam mo, ito yung palaging sinasabi ng dad ko and I believe this is true. The person who has savings in their bank account walks differently.
Totoo naman.
Because like, for example, pag pumasok ka sa mall, like, alam mong, there's a certain confidence that, oh, I can buy this because I have savings. Or even if I break this, or if my kid gets into an accident, or knock on wood, magkasakit, I have a backup.
Right.
Diba?
Parang, for example, tayo, when we earn, we don't spend everything that we earn. Like, I stopped buying designer bags.
Mm.
We do grocery. We're eating in. We don't travel as much. And then because of that, we saved some money and we can make more
investments.
Like, we can make investments. Mm-hmm. We're not so scared to place money in different investments, you know what I mean?
Mm.
Open businesses here. Parang hindi siya ganun kasakit kasi may flexibility tayo.
Oo, but I feel like we're in a position na swerte tayo. Because when we are able to save, hindi natin kailangan ipadala sa other people or our family members. Like, we had this one friend who worked for a Silicon Valley...
Startup?
Yeah. Pinterest. Okay, remember your friend there? Mm-hmm. So Filipina siya but she has a big role in Pinterest. Tapos
sabi niya gusto daw niya bumalik sa Pilipinas.
Oo.
So we were gonna meet up here la and I was like, "Where are you going?" She's like, "I want to travel around the Philippines because if I stay in my hometown for a long time, everyone's just gonna ask for my money."
Oo. And like parang may grudge na daw yung family niya sa kanya because hindi nagpapadala ng pera. I understand both sides. Like, hey, we made you successful. Nandyan ka na sa labas, nakapagtrabaho ka na. But return naman. Sa kanya naman is, like, I need to save up so that I can progress more
right.
in life. So, it's very hard thing to do just to save money when you have to take care of your family and minsan nagtatampo pa siya. So, it's a choice between giving money or losing your family right. or nagtatampo yung family mo. So, parang that at least we're not in that position talaga. So, yeah. That's where I say we are lucky.
We're also lucky because while we were working our first few jobs, we lived with our parents who didn't charge us rent. Who
yes,
didn't, you know what I mean?
Nakapag-save tayo.
Yeah.
We don't have to contribute.
Yeah. Because I have a friend also, she's been working abroad as an OFW for years now. She hasn't been home in, I think, what is it, maybe 10 years. And she told me she has zero savings because ever since she started working abroad, she had to send a majority of her money back, even if it was to pay for her older sister's tuition or to pay for her younger sister's birthday party. And then when she looked at her bank account, even though she's been slaving away for years, there's nothing there. And when she talked to her family and said, hey, I think I'm gonna stop giving money na. Okay lang ba, like for your groceries and such, because I want to start saving my own money. They didn't talk to her for like months.
Yeah.
So it's really hard. Even our mga kasambahis dito, parang every payday, they're always, ma'am, magpadala ako ah, like, because I'm the one who transfers the money for them. And I always ask them, like, everything, lahat ipapadala mo, sure ka ba?
Yeah.
Grabe, no? I think that's Philippine culture also. Now we always have to share.
Yes, it's very a good and a bad thing sa atin na. I would say it's more of a good thing na very family oriented talaga tayo. Like it's all about the family because ano namang gagamitin mo sa pera if you don't have your family,
your loved ones.
Yes, so yeah, again, I think that's where the system comes in.
Yeah. Yes, me or Young. Paki-explain.
We're trapped in the system.
Yeah, true. That's true. We build our own prison. Sometimes we don't build our own prisons. We're born into it.
Yes.
The question now is, how do we step out of it?
Yeah. As much as possible, like, parang ito mga stoicism or even the mga zen, it's only okay when you're, like, not hungry. Diba? Pag gutom ka.
Problemang mayaman
nga. Meditation.
First world countries. First world countries, first world problems.
Oh.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Something to think about.
And on that note.
Good night, guys.
Good night.